This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile and time for a checkup here on FM Talk 106.5. Successful business owners are recognizing everyday life stresses impacting on-the-job performance. Wait a second, was this written about us? Studies are showing that employees are trying to cope with distressing personal issues, are more likely to be involved in accidents, make imprudent decisions, abuse sick leave. Joining us on Time for a Checkup, Jason Tanner, licensed, independent, certified social worker and assistant director for Bayview Professional Associates. Talk with us about warning signs of employee stress and resources available to employers. Welcome aboard. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is the most true thing ever to read. I mean, this is in print now and this is what you do, but I think there's so many people nod their heads. Even personally, you go, whatever's going on, I hadn't given it 100% at work for a week or two, you know, and then you kind of get yourself together and do it. But this is going on in probably every business.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, something else outside of work is affecting their work.
Correct. I think it's both. I mean, I think people have outside issues that come into the workplace, and then certainly there's stresses within work that impact people as well. And the managers of businesses have to contend with all of that.
The employee burnout, right? This term about employee burnout is, I don't think this is something new. Maybe paying attention to it is a newer thing.
Yeah, I think that in thinking about this topic, there's a couple of issues that have come up. The pandemic has really changed the way people look at work and what they want from work. It used to be we just wanted a check. Mm-hmm. People want more. Mm-hmm. And then I think the generational shift, the change in the workforce, younger people want more than the check. They want to be taken care of. They want to feel comfortable in the workplace. So that's made it a issue to how to recruit and how to retain and support your employees.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these feelings are probably there at some level, but you point this out. Like, so I'm a Gen Xer, but from Generation X to Millennials, they do see it differently. Mm-hmm. Like, it's this whole idea where, well, I just leave it at the door, and that's just a place, like you said, you just go to get a check. I've got Millennials work for me, and, you know, it's a different kind of thing.
Correct.
Yes. I don't know. It maybe is actually better, you know, to have that kind of involvement in a business and want that to be family or social structure.
Right. I think that people want communication at work. You know, it used to be, this is your job, do what I tell you.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, I'm going to find somebody else. It's not easy to do that anymore. So you need to have more of an interactive process to work with people.
And we talk about that burnout issue, even with those things being put in place. I mean, people do, though. I mean, if it seems like the work stack never ends, like, you know, I work like a Dickens to get through all this stuff. And then the boss just came in and just put like twice as much on me.
Right, right.
And then you're probably less productive maybe going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of statistics that I think are interesting. The American Psychological Association did a survey of thousands of people, and they found that 3 out of 5 employees express serious burnout at work.
And the other two were lying.
And then 79% of all employees say that they have burnout symptoms like lack of energy, lack of motivation, loss of interest in their job. So how to keep people motivated is a strong consideration for business owners.
Is it? Nothing is simple in this world, but I wonder, like, okay, if you have that burnout factor you're talking about, lack of motivation, so the person is showing up to work, but you're getting 50% or 30% out of them. Is there anything that shows that, okay, if you say, listen, y'all take a 3-day weekend, take a 4-day week, something like that, that you actually may be more productive when they come back? Do they come back and produce at 90%?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I just recently read something about the big tech companies that they felt like they weren't getting as much productivity from people at home. Although the people at home said, I'm more productive. Mm-hmm. So I think the jury's still out, but I think the move to more of a relational supervision style is what's needed. And we do know statistically that probably close to 80% of all loss of work, you know, missing work, absenteeism occurs either directly because of stress. I'm taking a mental health day. Mm-hmm. I can't go in today. Or illness is caused by stress. So that's a lot of your sick time.
What percentage?
Around 80% combining those two
wow.
together. Yeah.
I thought at first you're going to say 80% of those days where people call in are Mondays and Fridays. But
yeah, right. The old Delbert joke. Yeah. It's like,
But it's real. And you look at this and you have that lack of productivity. So what happens if you're talking to a business owner that has these issues? How do they address it? What do you tell them? What do you recommend?
Well, I like a little model that we use called APGAR. And it's how a manager can assess a person's work performance. So APGAR, A stands for appearance.
Okay.
P stands for productivity. The G stands for growth tension. As we ask our employees to do new things, how do they respond? The A is affect, or what we might call emotional control.
Okay.
And then the last one's relationships. So we kind of, as a manager, look at how's this person performing in context of the whole team. And this is how we kind of assess, not just how many days have you been absent, but right, a relational type of thing. How are they performing with others?
So if they're going through the APGAR and they're like, well, this, Sean over here is, he hadn't hit any of the letters or half the letters. So, okay, then what do you do? How do you fix that?
Right. One other thing to say too, sometimes it shows and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes managers can't perceive it till a person comes and talks to them. But I think what we do is we work towards, some better manager styles. So one is listening to employees. Employees tend to tell us what they need and what they want. So that's something that's important, because a lot of employees will say, what would be helpful for them in the work environment. A second one would be to explore what other businesses do. So obviously helping people with their physical health, making sure they get exercise, providing better training, in terms of leadership and relationships. And the last one is, teaching people how to manage stress. We assume that people would come and compartmentalize, whether it's home or at work. But now we need to really help build some skills so people can be effective in the workplace.
Yeah, it sounds like, if people just want to look at this as a bottom line thing, which they don't. People are not monoliths here. But from a bottom line, this is an investment into your company.
That's correct.
If you want to look at not even the warm and fuzzy of it.
Right.
That if you address these things and you get better productivity, you have better company.
Yeah, correct. I think the other thing too is a lot of managers are intimidated. I do counseling for a living, but a lot of managers feel like, I can't really counsel people. So an employee assistance program is a great product to offer your employees.
Now, what is that?
Employee assistance program is counseling that the company pays for. You know, they pay X number of dollars per employee per year. And then that business, if they feel like, hey, a person has outside issues that are impacting work, or they have internal issues at work,
right,
I can talk to the employee, not a disciplinary issue, but make a referral. And then we get that person in within 72 hours, do limited solution focus type work, and try to resolve that problem, or make referrals for other issues. Sometimes people have bigger issues that need more serious help. Other times, people have smaller issues. In my work that I do right now, for example, I get referrals with just communication conflicts.
Right.
So we'll work with an employee on better communication with different generations or better management style. So it kind of takes it off the business owner's plate where they can make a referral. And a lot of people like to use it. I would say most of our use of an EAP comes from people calling and saying, hey, I think I'd like to try this and see if it can help me.
Well, I like the fact that for people take it out of house, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's not somebody that there's already that built-in relationship with, and have somebody like you who's a professional do it.
Correct.
So, okay. So, Jason, people hearing that say, okay, that seems like something we might do. Do they call you directly at Bayview?
Yeah, we have a number where you can call to explore EAPs. That's 251-450-2250. And that person then can ask, hey, I'd like to explore starting an EAP program. They could email me directly at AltaPoint if they wanted to do it with us. And that's J Tanner, TANNER, at AltaPoint.org. That's ALTAPOINTE www.mobile.org. The other thought that I had was there's a lot of good stuff on the internet in terms of thinking about what you can do as a business owner. I think the best website I could give somebody is SHRM.org.
How do you spell that's that?
SHRM, that's .org, and that's the Society for Human Resource Management. And they have a lot of good ideas on their website. If you don't have a human services or resource department, you can look it up yourself. But probably if you have a human resource department, they'll know about it. And they have a lot of good ideas about how to retain support staff and give them the things that they need to be more productive.
I think there's people typing that in right now as they're listening to you. Jason, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for being part of the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jason Tanner, licensed independent certified social worker, assistant director at Bayview Professional Associates, right here on Time for a Checkup.